Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to episode 87 of the Player Player Podcast. Before we get started, I want to give a big thank you to the both old and new additions to our crew tuning in to listen to us do what we do. Arson, what's that?
Play video games. Talk about video games.
Play video games. Talk about video games. That is right. Every Thursday of every week, we gather around the virtual water cooler to discuss video games and the culture surrounding them. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, a cyborg sent from the future, Arson Lakpa.
Well, guys, okay, trust me, you guys need to just listen to me right now, okay? There's a lot of shit happening from where I'm from, okay? I'm from fucking the year 2000, and I just really just need y'all to listen, pay attention, wow. Okay? Because we got diseases, we got we got monkeys with machine guns. Y'all know Diddy Kong? Yeah, imagine him, but like 10 of them. They just running around.
2000?
Yeah.
Dang, we 20 years after that, my guy. Who are you?
Whoa. Okay, let me show you my real identity. I'm actually from the year 2300, where we got 15 monkeys this time. 15 monkeys. Okay. They all got Diddy Kong guns, but they're machine guns. And they're actually going on a fucking rampage. They're taking over the world. They're spreading diseases. They're spreading viruses.
15? Y'all can't stop. 15 monkeys.
Bro, you don't understand, bro. They're different, bro. They're different.
Dang, nah. What is this, Planet of the Apes shit? I ain't got time for this. You got movies to look at and understand.
That's true.
How to stop them. I don't think they stopped the monkeys in Planet of the Apes.
I feel like they definitely took over and they formed their own civilization or some shit like that.
Well,
we tried to learn.
Overlords.
No, I need y'all help. I need your help, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you can't get my help because we're not here to help people. We're here to talk about video games on this podcast. But before we do that, let's go ahead and check in with each other. How you doing?
Pretty darn good right now. I can't complain, you know, just enjoying life, going to work, coming home from work, then going to sleep and just rinsing and repeating, you feel me?
I feel you. What's new? Any fun stories going on?
I got two fun little tidbits, you know, nothing too crazy. So this weekend, recently I've been kind of obsessed with a little app. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called TikTok.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Because, it's Vine. You know, it's Vine. And I used to love Vine. So I'm like, and I used to give TikTok so much shit. Like, maybe like 4 months ago, I was like, oh my God, so they're just copying Vine. What are they doing? Now I'm on it literally every night before bed. Like, like it's like my crossword puzzles or something like that. Like, I'm
old man.
They got me. So I'm just scrolling on TikTok. So recently, I don't know if you know, on TikTok, there's like the music aspect to it as well. You know, there's all these new features. Basically, and a very improved version of Vine. So people, you know, will be coming up with all these dances. So one day I was out here trying to learn how to do the, the J-Walk, you know, that one,
I know that walk.
You know that one, right?
Familiar with the J-Walk. Yep.
So then I said, you know what? Fuck it. Let me just learn a TikTok dance real quick. So I booted up, Renegade. You know, I don't know if you heard of that one.
I know the Renegade as well. I've never, I like to point out, never downloaded TikTok.
Yeah, that's okay. Save yourself.
It leaks into other parts of culture.
Course.
You know, can't stop. It's like a virus.
Literally.
Like Corona.
It is like coronavirus.
TikTok equals Corona.
So. I mean, they're probably from the same place. But
probably. Wuhan.
Probably. Out of Wuhan. So I started looking up dances. I'm looking up Renegade. I'm like, you know, I can do this. So I sit there 45 minutes. I got it, bro. I got Renegade
45
down.
Minutes.
Renegade is dance. Down. It's in my brain now. I'm practicing it constantly, and I want to issue. I want to issue a challenge right now. If we can get 50 listens on this episode for next week, I will make a TikTok, or I already have a TikTok account, but I will upload a video of me doing the Renegade, and I'll post it to our Twitter, and I'll embarrass myself.
Okay.
So
I just want to,
you know, we'll just do likes, you know, we don't have to do retweets.
No, you said 50 listens, 50 listens.
You're right.
I'm just saying, I'll retweet it to get it out there.
Okay. So I'm ready for it. And in addition to that, I get this email, right? So let me give a little backstory of this. Okay. So about, I want to say like a year and a half ago, I'm just, living my life as a student at the Georgia Institute of Technology. I get this email talking about, hey, you student, do you want to honor one of your teachers? Here, just fill out this form, and you can just, give them some praise. And I'm like, okay. So I boot up the form. I'm thinking, let me maybe honor somebody. I can't think of anybody that I'm like, dang, I really fucked with this teacher. So I instead decide, let me put myself down. So I put my name down there. I said, they said, what course did you teach? I said, CS 1332.
Oh, my
And I submitted it. And it was like, thank you for your submission. I was like, oh, okay, haha. So then, like, a few months pass. I'm just randomly, you know, in the student center. I'm like, let me check my mail or whatever. I go into the mail thing. I see a little envelope. I'm like, what is this? It's I opened this bad boy.
Mail from the student center?
No, this was still in college. I was still in college.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No. I was not going in there. I'm like, up in somebody's mail.
Like, this motherfucker going back to college after he done graduated, checking his mail.
No, it's not like that. So I'm still a student. I go to check my mailbox. I open it up. I get this envelope. I open the envelope up. It's a certificate. It says, thank you. Congratulations, Arsene Lagpa, for being such a great teacher. I'm like, whoa, bro. What do you mean? This got to be some joke. So, you know, I laugh at it. I'm like, ha, ha, ha. This is crazy. You know, maybe I'll, you know, put it up somewhere just as a joke because it's a joke, right? So the other, like, no, was this yesterday? It was maybe today. I get an email from the Center of Teaching and Learning. They say, greetings. I just wanted to invite you to a luncheon to honor you and the rest of the teachers who were honored during this process.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, that's kind of crazy, bro. I don't know about all that. Like that. Why are they doing this? And there's like a register now button. You can go. It's like a poster session for somebody. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be food. So my second challenge, if we get 100 listens on this episode,
please, you gotta go.
I gotta go to the luncheon. Go. So y'all gotta listen to this so that way I can go and be honored for my greatness as a teacher.
Wow. And so, I doubt we're getting 100 listens in 1 week, but please, please let it happen.
Jeez, I hope we do not want to.
That would be hilarious. I'm going to campaign so hard for this.
God, that'd be messed up. I'll walk in there and I'll be like, oh, no, they didn't let me in.
What the fuck?
Wait, whose man is this?
Yeah, they're going to be like, bro, I taught you. What are you doing here?
I'll see, like, fucking literally any other CS 1332 professor. They'll be like, what?
Wait a second. Oh, my. That's beautiful, honestly. I love it. Both of those stories are fantastic.
Thank you. I just, you know, I don't always have a lot of, you know, gems that I bring to the podcast. You know, sometimes we have a lot of off weeks, but sometimes, when I get them, I get them.
Yeah. Absolutely, and those were two fantastic got-ems, you know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Thank you. But what about you, good sir?
I went to San Francisco this past weekend for a wedding, so that was fun.
Nice.
Shout out to San Francisco. Shout out to SF. My first time ever being there, so that was interesting. It was a really cool vibe of the city. I really enjoyed it. Didn't spend too much time downtown, so definitely planning on going back. Actually, planning on going back this year for a Kind of Funny event. So.
Okay.
If the Kind of Funny event pans out, which I assume it will,
what kind
I'm
of
gonna
event?
Book my ticket. They're having a studio launch party, which is like they usually like
game studio or
not game. Like so, they have a studio now, but it's literally just like kind of like a small little place. SF. They actually raised enough money to actually buy a bigger building and actually have a legit studio. So. Every now and again, every couple of years, they'll have an event where they'll put together a little show, all that good stuff. This year, the theme is the studio launch party, so they're going to sell tickets. Everybody's going to come out, have a good time, shake hands, kiss babies, and just chill out in SF. Whoa. So
nice.
Me and Jonathan already made the pact. As soon as tickets go on sale, we're copping, we're booking our tickets to SF, and we're going. So
hell yeah.
I'll be back in SF then, but, you know. This first introductory trip wasn't too bad. It was fun. Got some good food. Saw some cool little sights. And weddings are always a good time. So
nice. How was the food?
Oh, my God. I've been to two weddings in my life that I can remember. Two weddings as an adult. This food was amazing.
Ooh.
I smashed it. Cleaned the plate.
Yeah. Nice.
Even the little pre-dinner salad, destroyed it. Cleaned the plate. So they weren't playing around at this wedding with the food, which I appreciate. But yeah, other than that, nothing too crazy. I beat Spyro.
Oh, nice.
The second Spyro, 100% of that. So I'm on the third Spyro, Year of the Dragon. And I'm going to 100% that. And then I think I'm going to pick something else up. Might pick up Horizon Zero Dawn or something like that.
BioShock sure again?
Absolutely not. I can't be. I don't have time to be replaying these games.
I feel you.
But I did think about it. Are you playing anything?
I just recently, as in last night or the day before, one of the two, I beat the B ending of Nier Automata.
Oh, so nice.
I was like, you know, I always heard all this stuff. I was like, okay. The reason I put it down because it's literally the exact same as the A story, except mm-hmm. you're playing from like 9S's perspective. I'm like, okay, there's slight differences. Okay, it's cool. But then like right at the end, you start getting like a lot of nifty little information you're learning. And I'm like, okay, I can see how we can maybe be opening up the game. And it seems like I've only scratched the surface. That's what I feel like. I started up the third playthrough and I was like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. I don't know what's going on anymore. So I don't know how much longer I will play it, but maybe I'll pick it, you know, put it down, pick it back up again like I did.
I kind of want to go back to that game. I know you, I told you me and Amanda picked it up as like a couples game we were playing through, but I think it's like the worst couples game because you have to play it so many times to get true value out of it. I'm like, it's not worth like, so I think I told Amanda that we might switch over to Uncharted 2 through 4 as our next couples games,
because
it's like
it's
kind of like watching a movie, and you know, it's kind of straight through, linear.
True.
And she does need help learning how to, you know, aim and shoot and move and all that good stuff, because she eventually wants to play Last of Us. So I think that'll be a good stepping stone to getting there.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm excited to hear more about your Uncharted journey, because I am currently in the second one right now. I need to pick that back up.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, lucky for you, the theme of this week is Uncharted. No, I'm just playing.
Man, you got me.
Yeah, like, wait a second. He was like, I'm only in the second one, and you haven't even played the second one. What's going on here? The math doesn't add up. But nah. Interesting enough, because of the new game release, the theme of this week will be My Hero Academia.
Ooh.
No, I'm fucking with you. That's not the title either. Ooh. Oh, my God. You know, I'm just playing a little April Fool's in February with you. April Fool's in February. All right, but actually,
out, bro. I'm honestly tired. I'm tired of it, okay? I don't have time for this. I'm done.
So, So I decided to switch things up. The coveted Pass the Sticks section that we've been doing for the past 3 episodes that I unveiled as kind of like the new format of the show is being retired for one episode, because I'm introducing another format, and I'm thinking, why not switch up the format from time to time? Okay. So we have Pass the Sticks, but this week we're going to play a little game called Pre-Order, Purchase, Pass. All right. So what I mean by that is I'm going to give you 3 games or 3 consoles or 3 technologies or whatever, and you pick which one you would pre-order, obviously meaning you're getting this shit day one, you want it, it's a lock. Which one you would purchase, which means you would buy it, but you could wait a year after.
At any
you have
point,
to wait a year to pick it up, you know. You
have to wait a year.
You gotta wait a year, because you know, if you buy it day one, that's the same as pre-order. Purchase is like you gotta wait a year, and pass means you're never picking this up. You don't get to pick it up. Kind of like FMK. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta raise the stakes. Pass, okay. You can never play it. Purchase, you'll play it just after a year. Pre-order, day one, cop. All right.
Got it. I'm ready.
And there's a couple of these things that we'll have. I have a lot here, so we might even split this up into 2 different episodes depending on how fast we get through these. But the first one I'm going to start with, 3 games that are really close. Hold on, I got a cough. Sorry. Sidebar, coronavirus apparently just hit SFO or San Francisco. They locked down the state. You just told me this, right?
I did.
State of emergency.
Yep.
And I'm over here coughing.
I don't know, bro. It does take 28 days for it to show up, which is definitely, that's the kicker right there.
Oh, 28 days.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Wait. When does Animal Crossing come out?
You got about 28 days.
Oh, no. Yeah. Please don't let me die.
No. You got 28 days until you start getting symptoms. Okay, so you got it, bro. You'll at least have a week, and then you can
I'll at least have a little bit of time to get the Animal Crossing in.
Yeah.
All right, we all good then.
Remember, listeners, stay safe out there. Use, you know, wash your hands.
Please
don't be breathing on people. Try and stay away from big crowds. I'm just spreading the holy gospel here, y'all.
Fun fact, at the wedding, ran into this guy. He was like, oh, yeah, I work in the pharmaceutical company. And somebody was like, oh, like, you got to find a vaccine for coronavirus. It was actually Amanda said that. He was like, yeah, I'm trying, or whatever. Oh, and she was like, so what can we do to, like, prevent it? And he was like, nothing. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, that's what everybody's saying now. The experts are like, yeah, bro, y'all, we're fucked.
I'll take it. But that's okay. That's neither here nor there.
That's okay. We're here to talk about games. Yeah.
For the first theme of the pre-order purchase pass is upcoming games. All right, so I got three games for you here.
I'm ready.
Three lovely games.
Give it to me.
We have Animal Crossing, which we just saw a Nintendo Direct for. I don't know if you saw it, but we'll talk about it in a second if you did. We have Resident Evil 3, which the embargo just recently lifted.
Oh, really?
And people have been talking about it and have been saying some pretty good things. And then we have Final Fantasy VII, which is a little farther away, but it's right around the corner. So before we even jump in, how did you feel about the Animal Crossing Direct?
Yeah, that shit was lit as hell, bro. I was Yeet. Like, what in the world? Like,
this I wasn't is what ready.
For some reason, I had always liked the game that I knew it was coming out. I was like, okay, I like it a lot. I'm definitely going to pick it up. But I still wasn't 100% sold on it, even though I knew I was going to get it. I think after this trailer.
Animal Crossing before?
I played it a little bit. I had an emulator and played through the first one a little bit. But not like enough to say, oh yeah, I got the full Animal Crossing experience.
Sure.
So I saw this trailer and I'm like, the sheer amount of possibility that you have here, it just blew my mind. I'm like, first right. of all, my man, you can get a fade, bro. You can get a fucking
wait a
fade.
Second. I don't you got to look in the trailer.
It was like once, like maybe like I don't know about 30 seconds. You're standing man, in Tom Nook's store, and it's just a homie with a fade. And I'm like, bro. They really out here doing way more than what Pokemon can do. They're doing way more than what anybody can do. What freaking Miis can do. Animal Crossing went all out on this. You know, obviously being able to design the island however you want. Literally every Beautiful. Aspect of the island is customizable now. Which I'm like, yep. what the heck? The survival horror aspect, which caught me completely off guard. I'm like, what hell?
What part is that?
We got fucking scorpions and spiders and wasps, okay, bro.
Okay, my man's saying survival horror, bro. What?
Bro, what do you mean?
And then that was always in the game. They had the bee nest.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't play enough to know about the bee nest, bro.
This ain't RE2, my guy.
Bro, it sounded to me like a little RE2. And then there's that one screenshot. There's a fucking tombstone on the island. You seen that? That's death, bro.
They said it was somebody that got killed in Smash. At least I don't know if that was a joke or something. Shit. They were like somebody in the intro credits got obliterated in Smash. So that was their grace.
Intro credits? What do they mean? I don't know.
Like in the little
The intro movie. But yeah, who could it have possibly been?
It was like some random. I mean, I don't know enough.
Probably like what's his face? Cap'n. I heard some people say it might have been Cap'n, the guy who drives the bus.
Dang, I'm not Cap'n.
Yeah, no cap, bro. No cap on this one.
No cap.
But yeah, I like it. I want it. And I don't even know if it's my time to lock it in, but I'm pre-ordering.
Ooh, he didn't even have to think.
Yes, sir.
Didn't even have to think. Now,
I'm thinking.
On my side, Animal Crossing, I mean, you summed it up beautifully. It looks fantastic. Like, even before they were basically like, hey, look, if you play long enough, you're going to be able to add museums. You're going to be able to add this, that. I was like, wait a second. Like, but even before that, I was impressed. So when they added that and when they added like the whole reshaping of the island and all that stuff, I was like, wait a second, boy. I don't have enough hours.
I know, right?
To put into this game. But it looks like you're getting max value out of your money, which I appreciate wholeheartedly. It looks super fun, and I can't wait to have a bomb-ass home in Village. You know what I'm saying?
So the multiplayer aspect too, perfect couples game.
Now?
Perfect couples game.
Come on now.
Wait. And also, one before we, you know, hop on over, I think, and I'm not too sure on this, maybe my facts might be incorrect here, but I was thinking that like let's say you've got like multiple users on your Switch, or maybe just multiple users that can share an island.
Yeah.
Is that like a thing? So like if you were to boot up and play as, like, you know, player one, you just load in the world by yourself, then maybe, like, you know, Amanda could come through and now she's still on your island. Like for some reason, she's there without you, right?
That's how it has to be. Everybody on the same console has to use the same island.
Yes, sir. All right, that's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. So, okay, you're saying pre-order.
I'm saying first, pre-order.
Hey, we can still gas up these other two games.
That's
now.
True. I will.
We got RE3, which, like I said, the embargo lifted, I think, today or something, because people are posting little bits of video that they got from going and playing it at Capcom or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great. Basically, Nemesis, which is like the new Mr. X or whoever, is chasing you down hardcore in this game. Like, they said that this guy makes Mr. X look like a little bitch.
No way, bro.
This man.
Holy shit.
I am, you know, paraphrasing, but a description was there was at one point I was running and I was going down the stairs and the Nemesis jumped up and grinded as if he was in Sonic, doing the rail grind.
No way.
And like caught up to me. He is fast. He is strong. And like he is no joke in this game, which is just one aspect of the game. And apparently RE3 is supposed to be a more action focused game. As opposed to like a survival horror that RE2 was. It looks fantastic. Looks better than RE2 somehow, even though the game is only coming out a year later. Looks better than RE2. And it looks good. Do you have any preconceived opinions on RE3?
All I know is how much fun I had playing RE2 Remake. Mm. I saw, like, I think the little trailers. I think it was either a teaser trailer, some kind of first person related thing that was, I think it was supposed to be for RE3 that I thought looked super cool, super scary. Other than that, I don't know jack shit. I don't know anything like story wise about the game either.
Sure. So. It takes place at the end at the, I think it takes place somehow at the beginning of RE2 and at the end. So I think it captures both the beginning and end of RE2.
Okay.
I don't know how that.
You playing as Jill? You playing as Jill and anybody
Carlos.
Else?
Carlos. Actually, you don't play as Carlos, but he's just a character.
I ain't never heard of Carlos, and I know a handful of Resident Evil characters. I ain't never heard Carlos's name.
I mean, I don't think many people talk about RE3, anyways. That's so true.
What about Mike Epps? Is he in the game?
Isn't that the black guy?
Yeah, the black guy from the movie.
No, I don't think he's in this one, but maybe he's in RE4.
He needs to be DLC. He had golden pistols, bro. So, what movie?
Oh, he was in the Resident Evil movie. I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. I was like, yeah, golden pistols. Sure. Okay, sure. I'll give it to you. But, you know, last title on this list, Final Fantasy VII. You know, people are high praises out of anybody that's played this demo. High praises. I don't even remember what Jonathan said about it when he waited in line to play it, but I'm pretty sure he said he loved it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to feed the words into his mouth if whether or not he did say that. He said he loved it. And people are, you know, people are singing the praises of this game from the heavens. So, you know, I've tried to stay a little bit away from all the talk because I kind of want to be surprised, even though I know all the big spoilers. That being said, I'm still excited for it.
Okay.
So, since you already kind of locked in one,
yes.
Give me your pre-order purchase pass on this one.
Okay. See, this is really tough for me because I obviously want all three of these games, and you know, in real life, I will be getting all three of these games. Like you're not gonna restrict me with a damn podcast topic, bro. Don't think you got this power over me. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But so I was very on the fence between, you know, obviously I said I'm pre-ordering Animal Crossing. I'm sticking with that decision when it comes to purchasing or passing. It hurts to do this, but I'm going to have to purchase RE3 and pass on.
Wow.
I don't have the strong, like, you know, Final Fantasy background. I'm not as attached to the series. Like, I wasn't attached to the... It would be different if I maybe play, like, you know, a better Final Fantasy game before I played RE2 in a game.
You ain't played Final Fantasy 1?
I mean, I may have played it for like 15 minutes on like an emulator or something like that, but like,
yeah, that shit ain't had nothing to do with Final Fantasy 7 anyway. I was just asking.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I played Final Fantasy 15 and I played Final Fantasy 13, so those like definitely kind of sour it for, like, well, at least definitely 13 sours the whole series for you. And so okay, that's probably kind of the reason why I have to pass on that one. Unfortunately, no hate on Final Fantasy, because I know that I'm definitely, you know, down for the new combat style that they have. So
dang, that's what I gotta say. Took a huge shit on Square Enix. Yeah, Final Fantasy
Sorry, Square. That's what they get for making Kingdom Hearts 3. This is I'm kidding.
He's in the same boat as me now.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna have to switch it up a little bit from my reaction. I think you can already tell. I'm pre-ordering Animal Crossing just because Animal Crossing seems like my cup of tea. Regardless, like there are no unknowns for me. I know I'll enjoy Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a doubt in my mind. Just because it's like the time value that you get about like from putting into it, you know, I have no worries. So that's a pre-order for me. And then I'm gonna switch it up. Final Fantasy VII is a purchase.
Okay.
Resident Evil 3.
I respect it. See, I completely respect it.
See, my reasoning is the same as yours, but like with opposite thinking. I have never played the Final Fantasy VII. I didn't play the original one. I have no ties to the series.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that because the game is being remastered and like enhanced, and I can finally see the true, like I can finally see this upgraded next gen version of this game that people have been, you know, singing the praises of for so long. I think that seems like a more promising experience than RE3 for me. As somebody who played RE2, I enjoyed it, but I don't need RE3. Whereas Final Fantasy VII, I feel like that game is a piece of history. And I feel like as a gamer, you know, being a part of this Final Fantasy VII remake is a must, even if it's a year later. So purchase Final Fantasy VII, pass RE3. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Next guy we got here. All right. Before I go or keep going, do you have a segment at the end of the show so I know for timing?
No, I don't have one.
No segment. Okay, no cool, segment cool, cool. So time. We could probably do two or three of these.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's switch gears to some technology. All right. I don't know if you were listening, reading the articles, but Phil Spencer, Daddy Phil, dropped a big Xbox Series X bomb recently. I think 3 days ago, maybe yesterday, 2 days ago, whatever. It doesn't matter.
I believe I know what you're referring to.
He basically said, hey, Xbox Series X is about to bring all these different features to next gen. Get ready, guys, because you guys are going to fucking blow your load when you get to play this console. My name is Phil Spencer. So
he said it just like that.
Yep, just like that, except it was in writing. Anyways, the three technologies we're going to talk about here. Smart delivery, which I'll explain in a minute. 120 frames per second.
Whoa.
Or quick resume. All right, so all of these things are going to be bundled in the new Xbox Series X. Smart delivery is the thing that I think most people were going crazy about. Smart delivery is the thing where if you buy a game, particularly Cyberpunk 2077, if you buy it for Xbox One and then you buy an Xbox Series X, you can just keep the same copy and you'll have the Xbox Series X version automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, You don't have to worry about, oh man, Cyberpunk's coming out 2 months before the Xbox Series X comes out. I just want to wait so I can just get the best version or whatever. You don't have to worry about that. You just got to buy one copy and you're good to go. So even if like you have, you know, Rainbow Six Siege, which they said they were going to launch day one on all next gen consoles, or they're going to try or whatever.
Okay.
You already own Rainbow Six Siege. You love playing this game. Now you have an Xbox Series X. Guess what? Your shit's enhanced.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to pay for it. Everything's enhanced. You get all the highest res textures and all. It's basically like if you have a PC, you know what I'm saying? If you upgrade your PC GPU, you don't have to pay to make it look better. You get it just right out of the box, which sounds like a given, but it's pretty big. Given that remasters are a thing. Like, imagine if you had Last of Us on PS3. You wouldn't have to buy Last of Us Remastered. You would just get the PS4 version. It'd just upgrade automatically.
Right.
It's really cool. People going crazy about
that. So wait, is it like an Xbox specific feature where it's not like reliant on the game itself? Like, cause it, from my understanding, it seemed like, you know, this needed to be like an opt-in thing from like developers or something where they needed to, you know, basically allow this to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is a... So what are you asking? Are you asking, is this like a...
Is this a universal? Is this a universal thing for Xbox games? So like, if I've got, I don't know, let's say some other random Xbox One game, that it's on the Xbox One. When I get to Xbox Series X, will I be able to play that game with the latest greatest graphics? If it's unclear, like, maybe unclear. It's unclear.
Okay, I think it's all first party titles.
Okay.
I mean, not like pre-existing, like Sunset Overdrive. I don't think it's just going to work for Sunset Overdrive, because I think the developers have to actively go back in and add high res textures for the Xbox Series X. But if you're developing a game, just like for a PC, like if you're developing a game, you need to have it work across all different GPU types. Now that developers have this knowledge, and I think I'm sure at some point in the development cycle, Microsoft sent a note out to all developers, said, hey, we're going to be able to support this. If you want to do this, this is what you need to do, and then you'll be good to go at launch or whatever. So I'm sure like all the day one launch titles, maybe some launch titles like maybe Gears 5 will do it. Maybe games like that will do it. But yeah, you're right. It's developer opt-in. But, you know, it's a nice little touch where basically your game is getting remastered from the jump, which is kind of nerdy, but also I think awesome quality of life thing.
Yeah, no, definitely.
120 frames per second. That's self-explanatory. You just get more crispy movement, more fluid motion in your graphics. I don't fucking even know how to explain this to people that don't know what FPS is. More frames per second. I don't know.
The more frames you have per I mean, dang, I was about to try to explain that. I literally immediately just was like, wait a minute. How do you?
Yeah. Go look it up if you don't know. I don't know.
It just makes frames it look crispy. Makes it look fluid.
Just crisper, man. Just crisper graphics in the terms of like fluidity and motion and stuff like that. And then we have quick resume, which essentially is kind of like what PS4 does today, where if you like press the home button and like you turn your PlayStation off or whatever, you can kind of turn it back on, jump back into the game.
Whoa, but Xbox according to Microsoft, doesn't do that? They don't do that?
It does. It does, but it seems like they said for multiple games, you'll be able to do this now.
Oh,
so say I'm playing Spider-Man, instead of closing the app and having to reload, you go play Halo for a bit with some boys. And you come back, jump back into Spider-Man. It's like apps, basically, like your phone apps.
I don't believe
that's what Phil is saying.
Phil, he's lying to me. I just can't believe
Phil wouldn't lie. Phil wouldn't lie. You know what I'm saying? That's what Phil's saying. So on these technologies, pre-order, purchase, pass. I'll start off with this guy right now. I'll start off. I'm going to say smart delivery is a pre-order, just because I feel like smart delivery benefits from having it day one. That's my logic. Like the longer you wait on smart delivery, the less value it's going to have. And I would love for it to be on PlayStation, because yeah, I think it benefits me more to have it on PlayStation. If I have Ghost of Tsushima, Last of Us 2, all those things. Smart delivery is an awesome feature, and I think for current Xbox One owners, it's going to be awesome. So pre-order smart delivery, and then purchase quick resume, because that shit's just nice. It's just an awesome feature to have. It's pretty clean. And then pass on 120 frames per second. I don't give a damn. Whatever. I don't give a fuck what PC players say. I don't need it.
I am... literally, it's not going to be interesting, because I'm definitely going to have to copy you on this one. I was thinking about it, you know, I was trying to think about it very seriously, but then again, I was like, I definitely don't give a damn about 120 frames per second, because I'm like, bro, 60 is all I need, bro. If you want to, give me a, like, I don't know, like, I think I'm fine with 60. Once I made the jump to 60, I guess maybe, you know, I haven't seen 120. Maybe,
bro,
I was
just about to say, watch us in 20 episodes or whatever the fuck. When November rolls, or we're gonna be like, bro, are you serious? Like 120 is so good. I don't know how I played it before.
60, it just doesn't cut it anymore. I can't deal with it. I need to get it.
I went back to play my PS4 and I had to throw it away.
Wait. We're talking frames per second, not like refresh rate or anything like that, right? Because that's monitor speed. Yeah. Wait, bro.
Frames per second.
Bro, I get freaking 120, 140 frames when I'm playing like League or Overwatch. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
People make a big deal about it.
I don't think I'll be too impressed. That's all I know.
I mean, I just know that when you look at the PC Master Race versus console,
right,
the main argument is people are like, you can't get above 30 frames per second.
And you're like, shut up, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, let me play
my
PC,
game. Bro. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, yeah, for real. Like, we're out here.
Yeah, exactly. So what is your final call on those?
Final call, definitely passing on the frames. Honestly, I like both of the features, and I wouldn't mind, you know, switching the order, but I think I will go pre-order with the smart delivery purchase, quick resume.
All right. Sounds good. Next up, we have the heavy hitters.
Uh-oh. This is even tougher than... Come on, the game?
You thought I was just going to give you Resident Evil 3 and Animal Crossing as the top? No, come on, man. Because we got Last of Us 2.
No.
We got Cyberpunk 2077. No. And just to make it hard on you, baby boy, we got Doom Eternal.
You didn't have to do that.
All coming out in 2020. What will it be?
Oh, shit, bro.
What will it be?
Are you really putting me on the spot right now?
What will it be?
Okay. You really, this is so, you're honestly a villain, and I do hate you. I just hope you,
I'm chilling
I just want
too.
You to know, I want you to know my negative feelings that I am now harboring towards you. So, you
remember,
know, looking,
Chilling with the Villains on Disney XD?
I do not remember that whatsoever.
That's fucked up.
Chilling with the Villains. Well, we'll talk
about the villains.
This
is like a little segment. Anyways,
we'll talk about it later. So I'm thinking about all three of these games, right? You know, we've got a lot of anticipation from me for all three. You know, obviously Doom. Yes, exactly. You know me, spin bars. Doom Eternal has been a game I've been looking forward to for quite some time, just because
you've been hyping it up.
I've been hyping it up. I've been
maximum
gas mode for Doom Eternal, just because I played the first one, or I guess the 2016 version, very recently, like about last year. I was in love with it. I was like, whoa, hold on a second. Like, this must be what it feels like to be, I don't know, like on drugs or something. Because I felt like I was boosted up.
Wow.
I was on 10, cloud 9 playing that game. So I figure, okay, Doom Eternal has to be, you know, maybe something similar. Then I start seeing these trailers for it, and I'm like, bro, this is a different level, man. This is, you can't even
different
like.
Different stratosphere, is, cloud yeah, 10 on this one.
Completely different game that we're playing. Well, not completely different game, but definitely. it's actually an RTS now. No, it's a definitely a big upgrade. It feels like they really figured out all the mechanics from Doom, and they say, let's just, you know, really make them a lot better. So Doom Eternal, definitely a, you know.
It's you got your hands on Doom. Let's not forget.
I did play it on the Stadia, and I had a great time. Moving on, Last of Us Part 2. Last of Us, I played that a couple years back. Just absolutely loved that game. Loved the multiplayer aspect of it as well, which nobody really talks about.
And I can hear you saying really some hot shit. You're about to say some hot, hot ass take. I can already feel it.
Really?
But go ahead.
Okay.
I feel like you're about to say something out of pocket. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyways, Last of Us Part 2. I'm really excited for it. I have to see how this story progresses. I don't have to, but I want to see how this story progresses. And for Cyberpunk 2077... It's just so, I've tried to keep myself, you know, adjacent to the circle of Cyberpunk 2077. I want to, you know enough about it, but I don't want to get, you know, too into the weeds about it before the game comes out. I want to know, you know, I want to fully experience that one for myself, because, and I know CD Projekt Red has a great background with The Witcher 3. They did an excellent job, or I guess all the Witcher games, right? Did they do all of them?
Yeah.
They've got a great background with that, so I have... you know, great confidence in them. Now, for my verdict, I'm gonna have to say we're gonna pre-order Last of Us, and we're gonna purchase Cyberpunk. Bro.
Wow, he did the right thing.
You held a gun to my head, bro. Wow. And
I thought you were about to fuck over Cyberpunk, man.
No, I couldn't do Cyberpunk like that, bro. Just because, from what I've seen from Cyberpunk. I have to know more.
It's on the next level.
It's on another level. From what I've seen of Doom, I want to know more. I don't have to know more of what happens to Doom, because if I really wanted to get my Doom fix, I could theoretically just go play the original Doom again and kind of get the same, you know, that same oof, that same charge that I got the first time. And I think it would
maybe with smart delivery,
maybe
you could play a beefed up version.
You're right. You are right indeed. But yeah, I just had to give it to Cyberpunk, because I need to play that game.
Right. Okay.
What about you, Chi?
So for me, same reasons. I was thinking about switching Last of Us, so just so I'll make it clear, pre-order Last of Us 2, purchase Cyberpunk, pass on Doom Eternal. Doom Eternal I can live without. That's fine. But when it came to Cyberpunk 2077 versus Last of Us 2, I want to play Cyberpunk more. I am itching to get that game more. Mm-hmm. But Last of Us 1 didn't hit hard for me because I played it so late.
Yeah.
And people had talked about it so much.
Hyped.
And I was just so out of that conversation. I heard the conversation. I had no clue what people were talking about, but I had things spoiled for me. Like, it was just hyped to astronomical levels by the time I could get my hands on it. So I just don't ever want to experience that again. I want to be a part of the conversation day one. I want to enjoy this game with everybody else. And I don't want to have anything spoiled for me, which is why I chose to pre-order Last of Us 2, even though I want to play Cyberpunk a little bit more.
Okay.
Moving right along. Got another one.
Yes, sir.
Got games we don't know too much about. Games we don't know too much about we're making decisions on. So here we got Halo Infinite. We got Horizon Zero Dawn 2. We don't even know that game is coming out. We know they're working on it. We don't know when it's coming out.
It's coming.
And we have Ghost of Tsushima, which we know a little bit about.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean,
it's kind of
not much. So we got pre-order purchase pass on those three.
This is kind of easy for me, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, but wow.
You can go ahead.
I'll go ahead and start. So I think, this is kind of tough for me, besides the fact that I'm pre-ordering Halo Infinite because I'm a Halo boy.
Okay.
And I'm really just putting my chips on this is going to be a new reimagined Halo. It's going to get me back into playing an FPS that I actually am interested in, because I feel like I haven't played a first person shooter in so long that I've enjoyed. Like, do you know a first person shooter that we've played or that I've played? I couldn't even name it. I haven't played an FPS in so long. Fortnite, I guess. That's third person. That's not even
Apex. First person.
I guess Apex.
That was back in last February around that
and
time.
And we didn't even really get that deep in there.
Right.
So I'm hoping Halo Infinite is that game that everybody is playing. Like, everybody wants to hop on Halo Infinite. Everybody's creating maps. Everybody's like going back
so
and
fun,
doing things.
Dude, yeah.
Like, that's, you know, dream. So I'm going to put my chips on that and say pre-order, because if that's the case, day one, we're copping and we're gonna spend hours on that boy. So pre-order Halo Infinite. And this is where it gets tough. Horizon Zero Dawn 2. I played Horizon Zero Dawn, didn't even finish it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it a lot, but I didn't even finish one. So I'm not itching to have a number two, but I know, I feel like they're going to do great things with that game. And Ghost of Tsushima, I've seen a little bit. Looks fine. But I feel like there might be something that's being left out intentionally. When we get closer to release, they'll show us off and they'll be like, hey, look, this game is actually game of the year because it has these mechanics and these features.
Mm.
And this game is truly amazing. On the other side, they could just be like,
It's
just all right. You played Sekiro? Well, this isn't as good as Sekiro. Sorry.
Sekiro
so,
B.
You know, I'd hate to say, okay, yeah, I'll play Ghost of Tsushima and I'll never play Horizon Zero Dawn 2. And, you know, Ghost of Tsushima just be meh and I'll never get to play Horizon sequel. Vice versa. You know, I don't want to pass on a game that could be generation defining. I doubt that it is, because people aren't really gassing it up like that. Nobody's saying anything about this game. But that's the same thing that happened with God of War, so who knows?
Ooh.
So, I'm taking a risk on Halo Infinite. I'm not going to take a risk on Horizon 2, so I'm going to go ahead and say pre-order Halo Infinite, purchase Horizon 2, and I'm going to pass on Ghost of Tsushima, because worst case scenario, I have Sekiro in my life.
Okay. That's not a bad take that you have there. For me, however,
appreciate
I'm
it.
Definitely flipping the script here. We're
Flip
pre-ordering
it.
Ghosts.
We're
purchasing Halo.
Wow.
On Horizon Zero Dawn. Mainly
because did you not play Horizon 1?
I have not touched Horizon 1.
Okay.
That it is, you know, the prehistoric, post-apocalyptic, you know, mm-hmm. all that jazz. And, like, sure, it looks interesting to me. I could see myself, you know, potentially playing it. Mm-hmm. But, It's just like, it's just always on a back burner for me. I'm never going to be like, nah, I got to, pick the game up right now. So that's why I don't have any, loyalty, any attachment to Horizon. Unless I hear like, crazy good stuff about it, then I'll have to, rethink my statements here. But I will definitely, I would probably pre-order Ghost over Halo just because, let me see. I was just about to ask.
What's the logic here for pre-ordering Ghosts?
The only logic I had at first was just the fact that I'm not the Halo boy. I don't have the allegiance to Halo.
Which is fair.
However, you brought up the excellent point. The homies, bro. Like, if all the homies online playing Halo Infinite.
Oh, could you imagine?
You, like, literally, like, you
getting that game a year later?
Nah, bro.
That's a good point.
That would be dead, bro. It would be dead. Like, you and your boy. Like, sure, you and it's like, and it would, I feel, well, honestly, it may not be dead, but you would just be so far behind. You would just feel like you would feel left out regardless. So,
yeah.
I think I might have to switch it up. We will pre-order Halo. Cause you gotta get in there with the homies. Come on, I'm trying to get my. I don't know anything about Halo. Spartan laser, that's it.
I mean, that's in the game, yeah.
Spartan laser, energy sword. You're dying.
That's also in the game, yeah.
Boom. I know enough. I know it all.
Yeah, I mean, you said it well. I mean, I just have a feeling at this PS5 reveal event. I just pray they don't show something crazy in Horizon Zero Dawn 2, and I'm like, oh fuck, I still gotta beat. I mean, I guess if they did that, I have plenty of time to beat the game.
Yeah, like you probably got like at least a year, right?
I mean, people are saying it's coming out at launch.
No way. I can see it. I mean, it's not surprising. It wouldn't be surprising.
Because literally, they have nothing else that is ready that would be like a system seller.
I mean, we'll see. On our reveal day, whatever they have.
But a Halo competitor, I mean, Horizon is, I think, the closest that you're getting.
Really? You think that's the closest? You don't think they'll have something like, like a, I don't know, what can compete?
Nothing's done. I mean, like, Spider-Man would compete. Not done.
God of War 2. It's done.
It's not done. So I would say Horizon. Like, anything that, I mean, you could also say, hey, here's a new game. But people aren't going to rush out to get a system on a brand new, title or property. They got to be like, oh, like we brought this back and it's, bigger and better than ever. That's how you sell systems. So,
okay.
I feel like it has to be Horizon 2 or else, unless they said Ratchet and Clank. I mean, that's not going to sell systems. It'll sell my system if they drop a Ratchet and Clank.
Crazy. If they announce a combo, Ratchet and all the boys. Actually, I think they already have a game like that. Never mind.
Ratchet and all the boys.
Like, Ratchet, like Jack, Sly, all of them.
Oh, yeah. Dang, could you imagine?
I mean, they already got a game like that. I feel like I remember looking that up before, but it's whatever.
That sounds familiar.
But, Chief, I have a quick one. Maybe we can talk.
Oh, yeah.
A triple threat here. It's going to be a little, it's unconventional. I like to bring things down to the lower realms of the indie world.
Yeah.
I'm thinking these three games, PPP, pre-order, purchaser pass.
Yeah.
Deltarune, the whole thing.
The whole completed game.
This might be kind of tough. We may amend it. Shot One.
Oh, okay.
Windjammers 2, baby. What we picking? Okay.
Dang, you put Deltarune up against Shot. I think, all right, just say Deltarune Chapter 2. Deltarune Chapter 2. You give me the whole Deltarune game, I'm taking Deltarune.
Okay. For sure. Deltarune Chapter 2.
Deltarune Chapter 2, Shot 1, Windjammers.
We might have to switch out Deltarune because it might be too powerful. It might not make you think.
You got anything else for me?
I don't. Aqua Lungers. Okay. Aqua Lungers.
Aqua Lungers. Oh, nah. Yeah, okay. Buddy. Okay. Let me think. Shot One, I really want to say a pre-order because that game was just...
It was clean.
But, like, to what extent would it be done? I feel like Windjammers 2, if Shot One is complete, but it only has 5 characters... What does the online play look like? It all has to be neat and nice. Whereas I feel Windjammers 2 will have its ducks in a row.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Windjammers 2 will be ready to go. Shot 1, You know, no offense to the devs, but, you know, it's just people making the game for fun, from what I remember. It's not like a legit studio. It's just like people around the world, or like a dev team assembled from all over the place, having fun and making the game. So, and because I remember, like, when we were like, hey, when is this coming out? They were like, coming out, my guy. 2025.
Bro, we only got three characters, bro. Come on.
Yeah. They're like, y'all must be joking. So, also, the game wasn't very balanced. I would have to say, oh man, what was the third game? Aqualungers. Okay, well, let's put Deltarune.
I don't know.
What's another? Let's say unannounced.
Untitled Goose Game 2.
Okay, there we go. Untitled Goose Game 2. Untitled Goose Game 2. Shot 1.
I think this is a good pairing here.
Okay. Oh, what about Mario Tennis Aces 2, where all the fucked up problems were fixed?
No. Okay. Actually, all right, put it in there instead.
Mario Tennis Aces 2.
To keep with the theme of sports. There we go. Keep with the theme of sports. Yeah,
exactly.
With the tennis-like theme.
So, in this case, I mean, I feel like I have to put Windjammers as pre-order. I just have to pay homage. The game was clean, even though we played Shot 1 much longer.
We played Windjammers 2 for like 2 minutes, bro.
But it was so good.
It was good.
Actually, I mean, because I just don't know. When we talk about finished product, all right, let me stop being so hyper analytical about this. Shot 1 will be pre-ordered if everything was right in the game. Assuming that the online play is straight and like there's more characters and all this stuff, Shot 1 will be pre-ordered. But I don't think that's going to be the case. Mm-hmm. It's fun, but I think Windjammers 2 is going to be more polished. And that's going to be the game that you can really spend time on to get really good without having to worry about broken characters or anything like the Mario Tennis 1 ran into. So I'll say Windjammers, pre-order. Shot 1, purchase, because I think even waiting a year on Shot 1 might do a benefit, because they'll have time to
get all that
fix
DLC, yeah.
Anything or DLC, yeah. So Windjammers, pre-order, Shot 1, purchase, and I'm not falling for this bullshit Mario Tennis Aces thing again. Any other Mario Sports team, you guys got me. I'm an idiot. I'll buy it.
Mario Strikers is a
pre-order. You know, but dang, it's hard though, because the online is just so bad. Like I would like to play with people on the same team in the matchmake, like in Smash. But
I know, right?
Apparently they can't figure it out. So, but if you don't pre-order it, the game will be dead in a month. So
true.
Pre-order Mario Strikers.
True.
Purchase Windjammers. Pass on Shot 1. But otherise, pre-order Windjammers. Purchase Shot 1. Pass.
Yeah, I just want to do a little fun one. You know, I mean, they're all fun. You know what I mean? For me, I'd probably pre-order Windjammers. Purchase Shot 1. And if it's Mario Tennis 2, that's going to go. I'm still angry. I'm just angry.
Yeah, as am I.
Thinking about it just makes me angry. All the losses that I got. Sure, it was my fault.
That game was busted, bro.
It was busted. I was like, what the hell? Like, how do I?
You literally. The learning curve was like, all right, you're trash. You're okay. And then you're like God tier elite.
And you're just like
there was
the
there
fuck?
Was only three levels.
Maybe four. The fourth bottom level is like you've never picked up the controller before.
I know.
You don't even know. You're like, what is this game? You don't even know what tennis is.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's pretty much that's all I had for that particular little tidbit at the end.
That was good, man. I think we can get ready to close out there, but not before we give an award to the player of the game. I am gonna full disclaimer here. I didn't have a ton of time to pick someone, but there is someone that I think deserves this. Someone that is a king among kings on social media. And you know, I originally came up with this to highlight the small person, to give spotlight to these Twitter users or these people in the video game community that deserve a little golf clap that says, hey, shout out to these guys, go follow them, they're doing what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But in this one special case because I didn't have time to research, and because this person just, I feel like, has been killing it. I'm giving the player of the game to none other than Phil Spencer himself. Ooh, Xbox P3. The man just keeps dropping W's in the chat because he, every time he tweets, I feel like he's just saying all the right things. He's like, hey, you guys wanted to hear about the Xbox One Series X, right? Well, here's this article that I wrote. And guess what? Energizing times, guys. You remember when he said that shit last year?
I was so excited
about that.
Energizing.
He was like, hey, guys, we just rehearsed our Xbox E3 presentation. And let me tell you, energizing times. And I was like, who says that? That's fucking dope. Energizing times or whatever.
You're a sheep.
I am a sheep. But, I mean, Phil Spencer takes no L's. Like, he's straight up. He's like, hey, this is what we're doing. This is the game plan. VR, not for us. We're not fucking with that. Like, everything he says is straight up. He says all the right things. Now, you know, my faith in him could turn come Xbox launch day. Things fuck up, you know. Then I need some answers. Or Xbox presentation day, mm-hmm. you know, and the things aren't lining up like they proclaim to be lined up. But as of now, Phil Spencer is that guy. He is the ultimate voice of the consumer in terms of a big brand. Sony, you know, who knows what's going on over there? Like, are there energizing times at Sony?
Probably
worried
not,
about
honestly.
This parts. What's going on? I don't know. There's no insight. To be fair, they don't have to get us excited. They just release games like Last of Us 2 and, you know, they make money hand over fist. But Phil Spencer, my God, the man does work. He's going on podcasts. He's releasing blog posts. And he's getting us excited about the next generation. Not only the next generation of consoles, but Game Pass, xCloud, all of that good stuff. So thank you, Phil Spencer. You're the player of the game this week. Everybody go follow Phil Spencer for all the latest Xbox Series X and Xbox news.
Nice.
And that's that. That's that, everybody. With that, we're gonna get ready to round out the show here. Before I do, everybody go look up Chilling with the Villains on YouTube. See what the fuck I'm talking about, since Arson apparently has no idea. it was like a cartoon segment. It might have been a short, but I think it was just like, hey, this is Chilling with the Villains hour. We're gonna play all these cartoons that have like no notable villains in it. So it's like, oh, we're going to play episodes of The Little Mermaid. We're going to play.
Oh, that kind
of
seems episodes familiar.
Episodes of, I don't know. But Chilling with the Villains, I think they had a little rap to go with it. Anyways, thank you all for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends about us. If you want updates about future episodes and giveaways, or you want to submit a question to the show, visit PlayerPlayerPod.com or follow us on social media at PlayerPlayerPod. Big shout out to Aaron Miller for the intro music. Follow him at The Miller Child on Instagram. You can follow me on social media as The Hoop Man with the 3 as the E. You can find my co-host Arson here as LeakyLeak13 on Twitter or ArsonLakpa on Instagram. And until next time, guys, keep gaming.
Play those games.